Welcome to the Mind for Success podcast, a space for heart-centered entrepreneurs to live in deep alignment with what matters most, overcome subconscious limitations, and shift their energy into an unstoppable force. Before we get started, take a deep breath, hit the subscribe button, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to the Mind for Success podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Lebbing, and today we're going to dive into from resistance to resilience. And what I'm going to talk about today is the resistance that people often feel when confronting their subconscious barriers, the things that have been holding them back. And we're really going to dive into why they do that, what it is, what's subconsciously going on, and some things that you can do to kind of help yourself, some things to think about to help you get past that. So let's dive in. So first, I want to talk about what this might look like or what it might show up as. So if you have ever found yourself saying, yes, I'm in, I want to do this, I want to hit that goal, I want to take that action, I'm going to do this, and maybe you do it for a little while until you don't. That the reason you are not doing that is it's like your subconscious and your conscious mind are really at odds with each other and they are not aligned. And the reason they're not aligned is there is something that you are gaining from staying stuck in that old behavior. So, example, I worked recently with a divorced woman that had her own business. She was struggling, you know, of course she was struggling with the divorce, but she was also really struggling with some things that were showing up in her business, like inconsistency and really stepping into what she wanted to step into. And at the time it was vital that she did because she was going from being married and having a second income to being a single mom. So it was really important for her to shift out of that pattern so that she could get her income to the place that she wanted it to be at so that she could support herself and her son. And that was important to her. She wanted to sell her house. She wanted to buy a new house. And she had new memories and a new place. And she was really stuck. And for her, she was holding on to a lot of fear. And you might be asking yourself, why on earth would somebody hold on to something that was holding them back? But yet, I know you know, like we all do it. And we do that because it's something called secondary gain. That's what we call it in neurolinguistic programming. So we're not doing it consciously. And most of the time, we're not even aware that we're doing it. But there's an illusion involved. There's an illusion that the fear that she was experiencing was giving her something good. And that's why subconsciously she was holding on to it. So quick example that maybe you can relate to or at least see, if you've ever known a smoker, and maybe you don't now, there's thankfully not as many people doing that anymore. When I was growing up, it seemed like everybody was smoking. But if you've ever known a smoker who knew it was bad for them, they knew it was bad for their health, they knew all the facts. They knew that it caused cancer. They knew that, you know, it was, you know, terrible for their health, but they just couldn't let it go. And I've talked about this example before, and I used to be a smoker. So I also relate to it and can talk to you from experience that the reason that I didn't give it up for so many years, I was probably mid-20s when I finally gave it up. That's a whole other story of when I did, because it was way before I was doing the work that I'm doing now. And I tried so many things. But the reason that I was that I kept smoking was the gain I was getting from it. I knew it caused cancer. In fact, I mean, this made no common sense. My grandmother died of cancer and I was still smoking after knowing that and seeing what she went through. I was addicted, but there was a sense of attachment to it because it gave me these false things. They were real. Subconsciously, they were real. It gave me a sense of security. It gave me a sense of calm and peace. Socially, there was like these interactions that happened. If you went out and took a smoke break, or if you were out, you know, this is in my 20s, if you're out at a bar and there's, you know, back then you smoked at the bars, but there was this sense of community that came with it. And like I said, my grandmother, she died of smoking, but I remember her and my aunts and uncles that smoked and being in that smoke-filled house. But the community that happened with that, those were feelings, those were the good feelings. And those were the things that made me hang on to it. That is why it's called secondary gain. There was a gain that I was getting that was deeper and bigger than letting go of it. And I did finally let go of it, thankfully, but it took, I didn't know about the work that I do now, but when I think back on it, it was me getting through that and really valuing the change. And that being more powerful, not smoking became more of the thing that I wanted rather than smoking. Well, this shows up in behavior. It shows up in if we want to go to the gym, if we're in any kind of trying to change a behavior, this shows up. And if we're really stuck in it, the reason we hang on to it is there's some kind of gain from it. So I want to take you through a little bit of what we gain and how, what that might look like besides the smoking, like in a real life example, like this client that I worked with who was dealing with fear in her business, fear of really stepping out and doing what she wanted to do. So the fear was giving her a sense of protection. It was giving her a sense of safety, of well-being, because if she stayed in the fear and not really stepping out and stepping into her business and being bold and all those things that holding back that she was doing was giving her this really it was a sense of safety, but it was almost false, almost like a lie, because we hang on to, that's why we don't change it, that we hang on to it. That's why we don't change those behaviors. So every negative emotion that we hang on to, or every negative behavior that's got they all have an emotion attached to them, they have some higher intention. That's why we don't do that. So some examples: fear can give you a higher sense of safety. We've already talked about that. Procrastination may have a higher intention of love. There may be some way of breaking that down of what is the procrastination giving you? Well, it's giving me this sense of safety or caring or being cared for or something along those lines that you keep going deeper and deeper in each one. And it can give you it could possibly give you this higher intention of love. So this is going to be different for different people. It's really, really going to depend. So another one, anger. Anger may have a higher intention of trust, or that too. Anger sometimes is based in fear. So there's a fear of something that's going on. So then you can go back into the safety and the, you know, what is it giving you? So anytime you are experiencing you're wanting to change, anytime you're wanting to change a behavior, you're wanting to shift, one of the things that you want to really ask yourself is, what am I gaining from this? What am I gaining from holding on to this behavior? Because that is the key to being able to shift it. And then the next part is really the power of validation and really validating wherever you were at that time, that, you know, it made sense for me. So here's my own self-validation. It made sense for me to hang on to smoking because it gave me memories of my grandmother. It gave me this sense of community. It gave me this sense of peace and calm and all these things. So it totally makes sense that I would have kept that and held on to it. When we can validate the reason that we held on to it, it's much easier, much, much easier to shift that and let it go. So that is how you can go from resistance to being more resilient and really stepping into a new energy, shifting old patterns, and going forward in your business. I hope you found this helpful. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening today. I want to invite you to download my free guide at resources.kimberlylebbing.com/unlock. It's called Unlocking Your Authentic Self, 5 Key Steps to Identify and Overcome Hidden Limitations in Your Life and Business and Realize Your Highest Potential. And again, that free guide can be found at resources.kimberlylebbing.com/unlock. Thank you again for listening today.